702.
Travel. 8 minutes to 2 o'clock on our travel feature today. I think some of you will be at home so excited because today we're specifically talking about solo travel with Gabby Brondani and why river cruises are perfect for solo travelers. Gabby, happy Friday. How are you doing?
Hello, happy Friday indeed.
I just want to have like a chuckle to myself because every single time we talk travel, somebody will message and say, what if I'm going alone? What if I'm solo? These things are always meant for couples and groups. So finally, we have something specifically for solo travelers.
Absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things is that solo travel for a lot of people, it can actually be quite a daunting prospect. But for the other part of the population, it's actually something that they're very keen to do, whether they feel confident, whether they just want to explore the world for their own personal development. It's growing a lot.
It definitely is, and I think the resources and information are there on how one can feel confident enough to do it. And when you know you're not the only one traveling solo, there's an opportunity to meet lots of new people. So why river cruises?
So I'm going to start with an interesting fact. So according to UniWorld Boutique River Cruises, they're one of the leaders in river cruising worldwide. 2023 actually saw a 31% increase in solo travelers when compared to 2019, with particular focus on female travelers that saw a 61% increase in solo female travelers traveling over the same period. So this also prompted a little bit of a deep dive into why river cruises are becoming so popular among solo travelers. So one of the big reasons is that it is quite a safe form of travel. And one of the biggest hesitations for people who perhaps want to travel on their own is personal safety. With a river cruise, you've got the crew, you've got fellow passengers with you on your trip, yet you can still explore the various destinations on your own or with organized excursions if you prefer. So knowing that you've been taken care of by the river cruise crew, it can be a huge source of comfort, especially if it's your first time choosing to travel alone, be it circumstantial or for whatever reason it is. And it can make you feel a lot more relaxed just so that you get more out of your travel experience.
So it definitely is something where it is easy to meet people but also quite safe.
Yeah, so what if people aren't aware of river cruising when compared to your big cruise liner ships, river cruising boats are a lot smaller. So you are likely to mingle with a lot more people on the boat. It's a lot more intimate. You've got a lot more engagement with the people on the boat without getting lost in the size and everything like that. And that's for that reason. It actually makes it one of the easiest ways to meet people if that's something you're interested in. Because a lot of the time, traveling alone, sometimes people want that companionship, but it can be hard to meet people if you're staying alone at a hotel, especially in a country with a foreign language. Again, because river cruises have a much lower passenger count than your cruise liners, your ocean cruise liners, far less intimidating to meet people. Plus, there are a lot of onboard group activities such as theme nights and close-knit community activities. So there's a lot of really nice things you can do in a more intimate setting to meet fellow solo travelers or even couples or make new friends within a river cruise context.
And of course, you can have better control of your expenses by doing it this way.
Yes, absolutely. So because a river cruise, it includes your travel and accommodation costs and often includes things like airport transfers and daily excursions too, you've got a lot less unexpected costs, such as, for example, like expensive taxi fares or having to find alternative accommodation. Most of the river cruise liners on a UniWorld, they're basically all-inclusive. So basically, once you've paid your package price up front, that's it. There's no surprises at the end of your trip. And river cruise companies, again, like your UniWorld, they're recognizing the popularity of trips for solo travelers. I know you guys chatted about this previously from a single supplement perspective. So often when you travel, often it's a double supplement. So they eliminate the single supplement on some of the most popular European itineraries. So that basically means you no longer have to pay an extra amount because you're traveling on your own, which definitely helps budget-wise.
It definitely does. Where can we find you on the socials, Gabby?
I'm Gabby Brondani across social media.
Gabby Brondani across all social media. Give her a follow and you can get some more tips and tricks when it comes to travel.